Twitter is on the verge of a breakthrough. It could soon be profitable. The company's third quarter earnings showed revenues of $590 million and a net loss of just $21 million. CEO Jack Dorsey and his team project that they could be profitable next quarter, which would be a big milestone for the tech company. Twitter's user numbers were also up this quarter, but they admitted that they had misreported previous user numbers. Emily Glazer is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, and she joins us. And Emily, some of this is great news for Twitter, but tell us more about those user numbers, because that news seems significant.
This is tricky, and it was really interesting because even though their shares jumped around 14% before the market opened, and they've lost a little bit since then, so generally the market's excited by this news, but they had to readjust their monthly users back to the fourth quarter of 2014 because the company counted users of a third-party app service as its own. So it actually had to change its user figures for the past three quarters, and that always makes people nervous. Restating anything is never a good thing.
Yeah, and how much was the restatement? I mean, how much did they have to change the numbers by?
It was no more than 1 to 2 million extra users each quarter. And just to put that in perspective, the latest user figure is 330 million users. So it's a small fraction, but you lose some of the trust of the investors and the public when you have to restate numbers or say you made a mistake, because there's so much work that goes into public earning statements. Any figure, any metric, there are teams of people. So the fact that they missed this for a while and had a mistake is never a good thing for any company, and especially not for Twitter, because it is taking over some of the spotlight of what otherwise would have been a great quarter.
And especially since it's for such a basic metric in terms of how many people are using your service.
It also just tarnishes the credibility of Twitter during a pretty important period, because it's competing with Snapchat now on ad dollars. And a lot of that comes down to the user base. So that's just another thing to keep in mind. It's not just about the trust. It's also for its business model and its ad dollars when it's got competitors coming in as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can imagine that Twitter wants to highlight any and all good news that it can in this latest round of reporting, because there has been a lot of negative press about Twitter and Twitter users and fake news on the site. And has that significantly hurt the business in the past couple of years?
It certainly put it in the public for something it probably doesn't want to be in the public for. So around a month ago, Twitter disclosed that there was Russian activity on its social media site that sparked a lot of criticism from lawmakers. And there's been so many questions about fake news and what social media sites like Twitter or Facebook are doing to prevent that type of news from having top display. And in the past couple of weeks, even in the past few days, both companies have said that they are trying to do more. But there's a lot of questions around, you know, how much power these social media companies have in spreading fake news and if they should be doing more to stop it.
Now, if I have this right, though, Twitter has said it's going to identify who's purchased the ads on Twitter. Is that right?
Yes. And that's a really big deal. There have been, you know, rumors swelling around Russia-related advertising. I think we know for sure, you know, that was happening during the U.S. presidential election. So far, Twitter's been fairly limited in what it's disclosed, but we do know that it now will be doing that, which is a pretty big step toward the future.
Well, Emily Glazer is with the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.